Good morning. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, another episode of my new podcast, Let There Be Light. Speaking with a very heavy heart from sunny Jacksonville, Florida, with another heavy, heavy week for the Jewish people after a gunman went into a synagogue in Southern California with the intent to slaughter and kill Jews. And he was successful, although not to his full intent, and killed an individual and murdered her in cold blood simply because she was Jewish. And this comes in the heels of just 6 months ago when another murderer went into a synagogue in Pittsburgh and killed her, and killed not only a woman but many people simply because they were Jews. My podcast, as I remind you, is not to talk about the tragedies of the world. It's not to focus on the enormous, enormous amounts of problems that we have in the world, but rather it's to focus on the pockets of light in the world. That's why I named this podcast, Let There Be Light. But I open our discussion today with this very tragic news, because in light of all this, I say, how can we find any light in the world when there's so much grief and so much darkness and so much evil and so much hate? How can we make any sense in our own lives? When previously, places that we thought were safe spaces, like a shul where we come and worship and find a place to connect with God and in a safe space and find a spiritual connection, and we would go with our families and feel safe with our community members and our families and connect with God, and now we go and we hope to find members of the law enforcement there or armed security guards, and if we don't see them there, we're all of a sudden worried, and we say, why is there no security at the doors? So I say, where is there light in this world, in this increasingly disturbing and dark world? Where is the light? So as Jews around the world once again gather in the synagogues this Shabbos after Pesach, and once again resume the Torah reading, I want to just share one thought that sticks out for me, and in fact, it's yelling and screaming at me this week, because the Torah opens up with the parsha of, I guess it's very ominous, acharei mos, after the death. After the death of the finest of the Jewish people, the sons of Aaron that died as they were in service. And indeed, as Jews gather around the world, with the exception of the people in the land of Israel, which read this portion last Shabbat, we in the diaspora will read this portion tomorrow. And we will read this after the death of a Jew that was killed simply for being Jewish in a synagogue last Shabbos. And what's striking to me as we begin to read these hallowed passages is what the Torah talks to us about and how the passages apply to us, because we're talking about the most sanctified place in Judaism, the Holy of Holies. It's the Holy of Holies, which is not only on Temple Mount, but the temple in Jerusalem, but the holiest place in that sacred area, which is in Hebrew known as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And you think about the Holy of Holies, one would think that one should try to frequent this place as much as possible. Try to go as often as possible. People like to go, to their most sacred area as much as possible. I hear about people wanting to go to Israel's, visit the Kotel as often as possible. I know people like to go to Uman in the Ukraine, or to wherever their sacred area is, once a year. Try to go as often as possible. Yet the Holy of Holies in Judaism, in fact, is off limits to everybody besides one individual. And even this one individual, this Kohen Gadol, this high priest, can only visit this area once a year. But Yomer Hashem al Moshe, God says to Moshe in the second verse of this week's Torah portion, Daber el Aharon Achicha, speak to Aaron your brother, V'al Yavo b'chol Eis el HaKodesh, do not come here all the time. Please stay away more. Please stay away more often. Don't visit me all the time. Once a year, thank you very much. 364 days, please stay away. Just visit me once a year. This seems to be quite counterintuitive, I would think. Once a year? You know, here as rabbis and teachers and in outreach and Jewish education, we always try to make the message, come more often, come to shul more often, come to classes more often, come to programs more often. You know, it's not just about qualitative, you know, it's not just most qualitatively, it's quantitatively that you have to practice. You know, it's be there more frequently. But God says to Moses about the holiest place in Judaism, stay home every single day of the year besides one day. Thank you very much. I don't need you there every single day of the year. One day a year is more than enough. V'al yavo b'chol eis el hakodesh. Please stay home. And in fact, in the third verse of the parsha, b'zos yavo aharon el kodesh. Please just come once a year with this specific regiment of service. How do we understand this? How do we unpack this? In light of the dark tragedies that seem to be not only surrounding us, but seem to be ever increasing, I think there's a profound lesson for us here. And I think this has to do with uncovering the light amongst the ever-increasing darkness. And that is as follows, in my view. You know, there are so many beautiful things in life. There are so many beautiful things in our lives that we experience so often. But the problem, I think, is that we experience them so often and we become desensitized to it. Give an example. You know, something that we're all familiar with, the beauty of Shabbos, the beauty of the Shabbat table, the beauty of becoming connected to the Shabbos experience. What a gift. What a gift of being able to detach from the noisy and outside world, being able to detach from the noisy technology that we've become enslaved to, the gift of being able to detach from all the distractions that we've become so, you know, tethered to. And for 25 hours, we're able to concentrate on the relationships that we have with our families, our friends, our community members, with God, able to go to synagogue and worship together, able to have family meals, family time. What a gift. Can you imagine if we had this gift just once a year? How we would anticipate this gift of Shabbos just once a year? But alas, we have it every 7 days. So we become desensitized to this gift. When we have gifts so often, when we experience the pleasures of the world so often, we become desensitized to the beauty and the pleasures of this world. And so God tells us about the most beautiful, the most sublime, most exalted spiritual place in this world. If you are going to come here too often, you're going to come here too frequently, you're going to become too exposed, you will become desensitized to it. So therefore, v'al yavo b'chol eis el hakodesh, do not come here often at all. Once a year, thank you very much. The rest of the time, stay at home. I think this is a great lesson how we have to go ahead and appreciate each and every single day. You know what day I'm talking about? this day, right now. Zehayom asah Hashem nagila v'nesmacha bo. This day God made, let us rejoice and be happy with it. We're always like looking towards the next phase. Next phase. We're looking towards the next phase. We're anxious about the next phase. You know, you're in middle school. What high school are we in? Are we going to get it? Or what high school am I going to get my son or daughter in? High school. What seminary or college are they going to get into? In college, what graduate school program are they going to get into? What shidduch are they going to have? What job are they going to get go into? We're always worried about the next phase. I'm working now. If I don't have a job, if I have a good job, am I have enough to retire? We're always worrying about the next phase, even if this phase is semi-decent, and we lose sight about what we have. I ask people sometimes, have you hugged your child today? Today. Have you told your spouse I love you today? Because if a day has gone by that has not occurred, if you're blessed to have a child nearby that you can hug, or you're blessed to have a spouse that you can say I love you today, and you have let that day go by without taking advantage of that blessing and not said that to, you are missing out on a tremendous opportunity. This day, God has made. Let us rejoice and be happy with it. Let us not become desensitized to the wonderful and amazing blessings that we have in this world today. Every single day is an opportunity that we have in life to accomplish tremendous things. Tremendous opportunities that we can go ahead and utilize and maximize and make a tremendous difference. That is, I believe, God's lesson, the beginning of this week's Parsha. We have the holiest place in Judaism, but He doesn't want us to go visit it too often, because if we do, we will lose our appreciation for it. There is tremendous darkness in this world. There is evil, there is hate, and there is so many challenges, so many difficulties, and so many obstacles. But you know what? We don't have the ability to change all of that. But one thing we do have the ability to do, and if, whatever our ability we do have to change in that area, let's go ahead and focus our efforts for that. I'm not saying we should do nothing towards that. And that's a separate conversation. And that's a worthy conversation to have. And that's probably a separate podcast to have at a separate time. But I think the focus of my space here today and this platform is, let us not ignore the pockets of light that we do see. Let us not become desensitized to the pockets of light that we do see, and let us appreciate that. If we see our child today, let us hug him or her. If we see our spouse today, let's make sure we tell them how much we care and we love them. Each day that goes by is a blessing. We can't assume this blessing that we have today will be here tomorrow. Each day is precious. We can't assume that every single day we will have the opportunity to come to the Holy of Holies. Every single day is a privilege to live. This day God has made. Let us rejoice and be happy with it. Until next time, let there be light.